Nun Zayin of a base. We're talking about the Isser Durabanan the Chazal made of an Arusa not eating Truma. So let's start again with Amar Ula on the two dots. So Amar Ula, second long wide line. Taratara Arusa Bas Yisrael Ochalas B'Truma. Mita Oraisa an Arusa Bas Yisrael eats Truma. Shenemar V'Kohen Ki Yikne Nefesh Kinyin Kaspo. V'Hainami Kinyin Kaspohu. It says, Kohen Ki Yikne Nefesh, when a Kohen literally acquires a soul, any acquisitions of the Kohen eat Truma. And therefore, Mida Oraisa, an Arusa, is Kinyan Kesef of a, Kinyan Kaspo of her Arus, and therefore she could eat Truma. Matam Amru Eina Ochela, so why Ula says, does she not eat? Shemim Zgula Kos Libesa Viha, Vatashka Lecha Lachosa. We think that she's going to maybe feed some food to her family. And therefore, we're worried that if she's still in her father's house after Erison, so therefore there's a Gzera, we don't want to let her have the Truma because of a Gzera Atu Misa B'dei Shemayim of her family. They're going to eat Truma and they don't have any after. The Shorah Mesirna Balacha here says, why Dafka Shema Tashke? Why not Shema Tochal? Why are we worried more about Shtiyah than about Achila? Because Achila has a certain Kvius. So Kvius, by the time you sit down to eat, so then you'll remember. You'll remember that it's Truma. Shtiyah is just like take a sip. It's very quick. Therefore, that's what he says, maybe, why Dafka, it's Shema Tashke is the worry. Ihachi Higiezam Alone Tsunami. So if that's true, the word of Shema Tashke, even after the 12 months come. The Mishnah says, after the 12 months come, according to Mishnah Rishona, she eats Truma. So what's the difference? Nothing changed. Isn't she still in her father's house? So Hasam Duchtam Yachela. No. After 12 months, if he knows he's going to have to support her with Mizonos, with a lot of food, he's not going to want to support her whole family. So he's obviously going to set up a system where he'll put it in a separate place, and it'll be just for her. So therefore, so too, we're not worried about the Truma getting to the family. Duchtam Yachela. Elameata Lakit Kohen Liyisrael Lo Lechel B'Truma Dim Asa Lamechel B'Hadei. If you're always worried about Truma going to people who aren't Kohanim, so that even if a Kohen is working for a Jew, maybe we shouldn't let the Kohen bring his lunchbox Truma to work, because maybe the master is going to eat it. No, it's also on the same premises, so why would we allow it? There's no such Gzeira found in Shas. So my answer is no, there's a big difference. Hashem Miditu Safule Mididei Achli. Over here by the Eved, they pay him. He is their worker. They're going to ask him for some of his food? That's never going to happen. He's in a lower class of society. He's the worker and they're the boss. So therefore, it's never going to happen that they're going to ask him for his food. The Avni Miluim has a tshuva where he proves a certain idea about this, about Arusa eating, or uses Arusa eating Truma to prove an idea. He mentions an idea found in the Rishonim and Maseches Kedushin, and that is an Eved Kina'ani. An Eved Kina'ani has two Kinyanim in an Eved Kina'ani. When an Eved Kina'ani is owned by a master, there's what's called a Kinyan Mamon. Kinyan Mamon, which is a monetary Kinyan, that you work for me, and therefore I have Kinyanim in you. And number two, Kishor V'chamoro, like his ox and like his donkey, he has Kinyanim in this person in terms of his work. And number two, V'akinyan Hasheni, who Kinyan Isser Shebo. Mutter B'shivcha Kinanis. V'eino Chayev El B'mitzvah Sh'anashim Chayev Asbo. But the fact that you have to work for me has any bearing that you're only Chayev in less mitzvahs? What does that have to do with anything? If I have an Eved Ivri, who is a full Jew, a Jewish servant, it's a full Jew. Right, he couldn't pay back his loans, or he wanted to sell himself. So an Eved Ivri is chayv in mitzvahs fully. So just because, and that's a Kinyan Mamon. So all of a sudden, by an Eved Kenani who's going from non-Jew to Jew, ultimately, he's chayv in less mitzvahs. And how is he allowed to marry a Shivcha Kenanis? So explains the Avni Milu, and based on what he showed him, there's a second type of Kinyan in an Eved Kenani, and that's a Kinyan Isser. Kinyan Isser means a Kinyan, there's a change of status that this Eved has by being in this context, being in this relationship. It's a Kinyan Isser Shabbat, not a Kinyan Mamon. That's a pure monetary issue, but a Kinyan Isser. That's two ideas. And then he says, in Eved Kenani, why does the Eved Kenani eat Truma? Because of the Kinyan Isser Shabbat, or because of the Kinyan Mamon Shabbat? So you might have thought because of the Kinyan Mamon Shabbat. After all, Truma is my money, my assets, and therefore, you know, you should say that the Eved Kenani eats Truma because of the Kinyan Mamon Shabbat. He says it's not true. Why? Our Gemara. An Arusa eats Truma, Mita Araisa. Why does an Arusa eat Truma? An Arusa is a Kinyan Mamon of a husband? No. Arusa is not a Kinyan Mamon of a husband. Right? Why do the Maisi Adayim go to the husband? It's a Dindar Rabbanan. It's Takana Durabanan, a Dindar Araisa. At the wages. She's not my worker, Chas V'Shalom. Right? There's a Kinyan Isser in terms of the husband and wife, but Erison. Right? That's a Haisha Niknes, Bishlosha Draka. That's not a Kinyan Mamon. It's a Kinyan Isser. It means there's a status change in the woman. a status change that she becomes an Eishes Ish. And therefore, and there's Truma, this Hachalas Truma there, Midaraisa. So that proves, says the Avni Miluim in Tshuva, Simon, Yud Zayin, that the reason that there's an Achilas Truma is because of a Kinyan Isser Shabo, because that's all an Eishes Ish has. Not a Kinyan Mamun Shabo. And therefore you can bring that over to Eved Kenani also, that an Eved Kenani eats Truma because of the Kinyan Isser Shabo, not because of the Kinyan Mamun Shabo. Okay, so that's just one idea that the Avni Miluim uses our Gemara to prove that Truma is based on Kinyan Isser. Is there an afkamin in terms of Eved?
So, whether it's
Kinyan Isser or Kinyan Mamon. Maybe Bracha. When you make a Bracha, maybe Kinyan Isser because of the status change. I mean, the big thing with afkamin is that if there was only a Kinyan Mamon, you would not be able to eat Truma. Meaning, if I'm a Kohen boss and I have a worker for me who's not an Eved Kenani, Eved Ivri. Let's say I have an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri can't eat Truma. They're just a pure Kinyan Mamon. That's the biggest afkamin. It's the biggest afkamin. Okay, maybe we'll get to some more a little later on when we talk about more Eved Kenani, Eved Ivri. So Kinyan Kaspo does not really mean what we call Kinyan Mamon in Lumbus. Kinyan Kaspo just means, you know, he has Kinyanim in her, but don't take the word Kesef so literally according to this. Okay, maybe Kinyan Kaspo, the Torah uses that term in order to include even an Eved Kenani, but not Dafka, that is the Mechayiv of the Ha'achalas Truma. Okay, that is all day number one. What?
Mila.
Sorry?
Mila.
Oh, if you just have a pure Kenyan Mamon, there might not be a Chiyav of Mila. Right? Only your Avadim Kenanim. Right? So that's doesn't the Gemara and Shabbos we had talk about Eved Ivri? I don't remember. But you have to look up. There might be other, I'm sure there are other, you have to look. Look at the Rishonim in the in Maseches Kedushin, in the first parak by Kinyani Avadim. That's where it's spoken about, the Rabban, the Ritzvah there. Okay, next. Rav Shmuel by Rav Yehuda Omer Mishum Sinpon. Second opinion, why doesn't an Arusa eat Truma? Mida Raisa she does, Mida Raisa she doesn't. Either because Ula, because we're worried that she's going to give something to her family. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda says because of Sinpon. Sinpon means Mumin, blemishes. We're worried that the husbands, the Arus, as the wedding goes on, as the Erusid goes on, he's going to realize that she has some type of blemish, and he's going to say the whole thing is null and void. It was a Mekach Tos. I didn't realize that you had this mum. I nullify the Kiddushin, and what's going to come out of Maisa then? It's going to come out of Mafreya that she ate Shuma. She was a Zara. Right, she wasn't an Arusa if we nullify Elam Afreya retroactively. So therefore, because of that, we don't allow her to eat Truma. Ihach, he says the Gemara, if that's true, Nechnas ala chuppah velo nivala nami, even if she already had chuppah, why do we say that right after Erusin, it's finished, she could, until chuppah, what's the last line of the Mishnah? Tikkun Eisel chuppah, even after chuppah, should it be enough? When does he really see whether she has ruin or not? When he lives with her. So even when you have chuppah, until Bia, we should say she should not be able to eat Truma. We know that's not true. So where is it? No. Hasa mivtak batikla, v'hadim ayah. He checks her out very well before chuppah. You don't have to wait to the bia. He checks her out. We'll see how with krovim. He makes sure he knows all about mumin before the nisuin. So therefore, we don't have a worry.
Then the reason doesn't apply.
So the reason.
If he checks her out beforehand, then what kind
of? If he checks her out, only he doesn't check her out by Erison. He only checks her out later. So therefore, by Erison, it's not good enough. He didn't check her out. Because what's the Erison? What's the downside? So I don't check her out yet. So I'd have to give her a get. No, there's other things. I'll go into Erison without checking her out as much as I should. Before Nisuin, I'll really check it out.
But even after Nisuin, it could be Mafreya
revoke. Oh, so the question is, after Nisuin, can he? Right? That relates to what we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, that is Mekach Tos based on Tnai or not. Because we mentioned that you can't have a Tnai b'Nisuin. You can't make a Tnai b'Nisuin. The Arsameach in Perek Yudah Hilchos Ishus talks about you can have a Tnai b'Nisuin. So if that's true, so then maybe this wouldn't apply. If the Erison, you can't... If the Nisuin, you can't retract it anyway. The Gemara is assuming it's Lamafreya Lamafreya, therefore you'd be chayiv. Or, I don't know, maybe even if it's Mikad Lahaba Lamafreya, maybe the Gemara doesn't want you to have a situation where she ate Shuma, which comes out that really she shouldn't have, even though B'shaito, she had the heter. Okay, there is one question that Rabbi Chanan asks. Rabbi Chanan, at the end of Chelek Beis of Kovet Shiurim, has a few pages where he has discussions about the Shev Shmaitza. So he quotes one thought of the Shesh Maitza that we know Rove is better than Chazaka. You have Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. We mentioned, we had that Gemara in the past. What if you have two Chazakas? What if it's a Rove against two Chazakas? So the Shesh Maitza quotes the Rivash that a Rove does not beat two Chazakas. Two Chazakas beat a Rove. One Rove beats a Chazaka, and two Chazakas beat a Rove. Even though you might say Rove is a Birur and a Chazaka is more of a a nihug, just what, how you act. But still, that's what the Shesh Baisa quotes from the Rivash. A rov beats two chazakas. So ask Rabbi Chanan from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that Arusa Midaraisa eats Truma. And we have Midarabanan, and you're gozi Mishim Simpon. But says Rabbi Chanan, what do you mean? This is a case of, why would we allow her Midaraisa to eat it? Aren't we worried about Mumin? It must be rove women don't have Mums. Rove women don't have such Mumin. So he says, but aren't there two chazakas against this rove? So why should Daraisa she be able to eat the Truma? Number one, there's a chazaka that she's a Pnuya. Number two, there's a chazaka of the Isser Truma. So he said, this should be a rove. This is a rove against two chazakas. Therefore, even me, Daraisa, she shouldn't be able to eat. Rove women don't have mums. And, you know, there are two chazakas here. So even me, Daraisa, why me, Rabbanan, do you have to be worried about Simpon? Ask Rabbi Chanan, you should say, if two chazakas beat a rove, you should say she shouldn't be able to eat Truma. So he has a discussion of this. There's one answer he mentions. The Efshar Lomar. Kivin Shah Isha Yodasim Yishba Mumin. The woman knows if she has Mumin or not. And she is going through with the Kiddushin. So that's like Edus. That's more than just a rove. Havi Kimeida al Atzma Shein Ba Mumin. Ve'idecha Neman Bi Isurin Zvar Torah. Ve'idecha Neman Bi Isurin. So maybe that's why. Even though you're right. Usually maybe two chazakas would beat the rove. But maybe here, there's something else on the side of the rove. She's like testifying that she doesn't have Mumin. And therefore, it is okay. Okay, but this is the second reason given by the Gemara why an Arusa does not eat Truma Midrabanan, because we're worried that maybe Mumin are going to be failed. Ask the Gemara, Ella Me'ata, three lines from the bottom. Eved Kohen Shalachum Yisrael Olecha B'Truma Mishim Simpon. Same thing, if an Eved Kohen, if I have an Eved, a servant who is a Kohen that I bought from a Yisrael, he shouldn't eat Truma yet. Because maybe I'll find a Mumin and I'll nullify the transaction, and then this Eved will come out that he wasn't my Eved, he wasn't allowed to eat Truma. So the verse says, no, simpon mavadam leka. There's no issue with mumin by an eved. Why? Di avrai, if there's a mum, an external mum, so hakachazile, I would see it. And if I don't see it, or if I must see it, and if I buy him anyway, it must be I don't care about it. The e de gavai, and if there's an internal mum, la malacha kabai, so what do I care? I bought him for malacha, and I don't care about a mum shebeseser. And Rabbi Yaakov Emdet adds, and even if you want to tell me there's a mum shebeseser that would have effect about how he does work, still, you would see it on the outside. You would see he's a weak type of individual. You would see that he's, you would see it on the outside if it at all affects his work. So, if it's an internal mum, there's no worry. Nimsa ganavo kubyustis. You're going to find that he is a ganav. He's a robber. Or he's kubyustis. What's kubyustis? Rashi says he's a kidnapper. A gonim nefashis. Tosfos quotes Rashi. He says it doesn't sound that way because there's a discussion in Meseches Bechoros where a certain Caesar is talking to Rabbi Gamliel. And he says, Moshe, your Rabbeinu is a ganav or a kubyustis. Or is Eno, this guy, it doesn't sound like from other Gemaras that a kubyustif is somebody who's a kidnapper. And that's also what? Most servants are kidnappers. Come on, most servants are kidnappers. Kidnappers is a certain level of crime. So Tosis is a different shot what kubyustis is. Venire on the fifth skinny line, Kirishirin Hananel, Demafarish, kubyustis Mesachim Bekuvia. He's a gambler. Gamblers, and that's more common than a kidnapper. Either way, Machlokas Rashi Tosis was what the kubyustis is. So what we're worried that the Eved is going to turn out to be a kidnapper or a gambler. So he giyu, tough luck. They're all like it. He should have known that they had this problem with them. So my Ika. So what's left for you to worry about? List him Mizuyin. What, he's an armed robber? O Muchtav Lamalchus, or the king has already said that he's going to die? What, that's what you're worried about, that the Eved, and that's the Mum you're going to worry about? So Hanukala Islo, these are very public, these have kol. And he would have heard about it. And therefore what? Another Machlokas Rashi Tosas. And therefore Rashi says, if he heard about it, first skinny line, Summer of a Kabul. It must be that he knew about it, that he didn't care. I'm going to buy him anyway. Tosfos says, it must be a kol, and therefore, because there was no kol, it's not shchiach. And Chazal warrant goes there by a milsa de lo shchicha. That's, again, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, the same results, that you don't have to worry about it, but Machlokas is exactly what the wine of the Gemara means. Either he must have heard about it, and therefore he was makabel, and he was mochel, or it must be that there was no kol, and therefore it's not shchiach. Okay, end of the two reasons. So the Gemara ends off, just by the way, what's the word kubyustis? Where does that word come from? Something related to Geneva. So I saw Rabbi Yaakov Emden quotes a pasuk that we mentioned months ago, but a beautiful thought that we mentioned. Kubyustis is from the word keva. You find sometimes in Tanakh, quotes a pasuk in Malachi, that the word keva means Geneva. Hashem says, a yikva adam elokim, could a person steal from Hashem? And, you know, the word keva is used there to mean geneva. We mentioned this, remember, in the context? One of the favorite ones. Keva from, right, kavati itam la Torah. You have to not just set aside for time from Torah, but steal time for Torah. Stealing time for Torah is what we're not supposed to be learning. So that's the greatest Torah. And then we also spoke about mayim genuvim mim tako. The Chasam Sofer says, stolen Torah sweetest, that's what it means. Hayikva adolokim kavati itam la Torah. Okay. So said the Gemara, mechti, beilamar, beilamar, lo achla. Either way, according to Ula, or according to Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda, either way, an arusa does not eat midrabanan. So may be nahu, what's the difference, why she doesn't eat? Is it because of Shema Tashke? She'll feed her family. Or is it because of Simpon? Ikibi nahu, kibel, masar, vahalach. One difference is kibel. What if she, the husband, accepts upon himself, I'm married to her no matter what movement she has? He says that, no matter what movement she has, I'm not going to retract. So that's an afkamina. So according to the reason of Simpon, there's no more reason of Simpon, because he says, I'm mochel on any movement. But according to the other reason of family, so what, that he's mochel? It shouldn't make a difference. Or masar v'halach. Or the case where she was already given over to the shluchim of the Baal, or the shluchei ha'av, go along with the shluchei ha'baal. Either way, cases where she's away from her family. So the reason of Shema Tashke would not apply, and the reason of Simpon would still apply, because they're not married yet. Okay. There is a discussion in the Achronim, Rav Shechter quotes it here in Eretz HaTzvi, in Simon Yutes, the fact that an arusa can eat shruma, and it says kinyan kaspo, does that mean it's a mitzvah, or does that mean it's a heter? Is she allowed to eat shruma, or does she have a mitzvah to eat shruma? Big nafkamina, does she make a bracha? She make a bracha. Right, we say that when a kohen eats shruma, he says asher kedushanim zot sivanu, right? Al achila shruma. Right, look in the Rambam in Hilchas Trumas. He talks about it. So here, is it a mitzvah or is it a matzah? That's a discussion. He quotes from the Zera Avram. I tried to find it last night. I couldn't find it in this makar, at least in my version of the Zera Avram. But he quotes that discussion in the Poskim. It's a big nafkamina. Why? Because Chazal made a gzera that she cannot eat. So is this a gzera that goes against the mitzvah daraisa? Is this a gzera? And it relates to what we discussed, I think, last week, and that is, when Chazal make gzeras against the mitzvah, it could be that those types of gzeras would fall away once the reason falls away. You don't need a separate bezdin that says it's mutter. So that's a discussion in the Achronim, whether this heter of an arusa is a mitzvah or a matir. Nafkamina, is this gzera against the mitzvah? Okay, two times. The Mishnah yesterday had a machlokas between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. When, after 12 months, when the husband has to start supporting his wife with mizonos, could he send her all truma, or does he have to split it up? Mechza chulun, mechza truma. Rabbi Tarfon says he can give her all truma, Rabbi Akiva says you have to split it up. So we're going to have those two opinions repeated, plus three more. Exactly what should be the setup, what the Chazal demands when he has to give her mizonos. So Amar Abaya. So first, before we have that, we have a limitation on the halacha. Machlokas bevas kohen lekohen. When do we say that there's a machlokas? Whether he has to give her food all in truma, or he has to give her half chul and half truma. That's only by a bas kohen lekohen. Avo bevas Yisrael lekohen, divrei akol mechza chul and mechza truma. If it's a bas Yisrael getting who's nisaris to a kohen, for sure she has to have some chulin set aside for her. Why? She is not used to this. She hasn't grown up in a house of truma, so therefore she's not involved in selling Shuma, so for sure she has to have mechza chulin, at least for her days, that she is tame. The Amar Abaya has another limit, machlokas ba'arusa. Even, we just had one limit, that the machlokas between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva is only by a bas kohen lekohen. Even there, the machlokas is only by an arusa. That's the only time where Rabbi Tarfon could suggest that you give her all truma. Why? Because she's still living at home. She has a father, she has brothers, she has other people who can help her out with selling of the truma. Aval b'nesua, but by a nesua. So divrei akol mechzachulin mechzachuma. But if you have a nesua, what's the case here? So Rashi discussed it. It has to be a case where he's not in the house. The husband is designating the mizono somewhere. So there too mechzachulin mechzachuma. Because we can't expect her to go out and sell the chuma all by herself. Rashi here quotes, kol kavuda basmelach panima. It's not appropriate for a woman to have to do everything herself. The husband has responsibilities. And therefore, the machlokes is only by a bas kohen lekohen and by an arusa. Yeah.
She couldn't eat it in the nida state, right?
She cannot eat truma when she's a nida.
So even when she was still in the suya, she had to start going to a mikvah, right?
Right, even when she's in arusa, she has to go to the mikvah.
After arusa.
Even when she's in arusa, yeah. I mean, non-married kohanim, you know, they anita is also tami. There's a kzeira derabanan bisman hazeh from the Rivash quoted in the Ramah that non-married women should not go to the mikvah. Right? The Rama says that'll just cause problems. Probably people will think that they're Tahora and there might be some more problems than help. Even let's say Erev Yom Kippur, they want there's some in Hagim, so some poskim are against that too. Okay, that depends on the minhag. But in general, the Rivash quotes, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch that non-married women should not go to the mikvah. But Behiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, they're going to have to go to the mikvah. If they're a family of truma, if you want to go and but a zara is not allowed to eat truma, but a bas kohen is going to have to go to the mikvah even if she's not married. Okay, Tanya Amiachi, we have a brisa that has the two same sheetas as our Mishnah plus three more. Rabbi Tarfon Omer knows some law called truma. Rabbi Tarfon says he could give her all truma. Rabbi Kiva Omer mechzachul and mechzach truma, half and half. Amedram Amur and bas kohen lekohen of a bas yisrael lekohen devarei kol mechzachul and mechzach truma. Again. There's only machlokas by a bas kohen lekohen. By medra mamur and barusa, avo benisu adiria kol mechza chulin and mechza truma. Again, the machlokas is limited to a case of bas kohen lekohen and only arusa. So now we have a couple more opinions about the divvying up of the mizonos. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer nosen la shtei yado shel truma, the acha shel chulin. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says no, a different percentage, 2/3. He could give her at most 2/3 truma and 1/3 chulin. Where does he get that from? So the Chacham Shlomo, the Marshal, says, let's say she sees Dom for 3 days, right? There's Dom for 3 days. She's a Nida, she's Dom for 3 days. The average woman, he says, sees Dom for 3 days. And then she has Shiva Nikiyim. So that's 10. Every woman has a cycle about 30 days. And therefore, that's 10 out of 30 that she's going to be Tameya. Chassam Sofer just leaves him Betzorachiyin. He says, what's he talking about? Nida Daraisa or Nida Darabanan? Either way, it's wrong. Right? Nida Daraisa, you see, whatever you see, you're tummy for 7 days. Period. And then right after the 7 days, you do a Hezek Tahara, you're Tahar. You don't need Shiva Nikiyim. And if you're talking about, what, a Zava Gadola, then we wait 5 days. We had 5 days, and that kind of Shiva Nikiyim. And a Zava Gadola could have 1 day, if she only sees for 1 day, and then wait another 7 days. So what, exactly 10? So he's just not sure. Sorry, he tries to figure out exactly where this 10 days comes from. Either way, this is a percentage of 2/3. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no sin la hakol truma. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can give her all truma, v'imo cheres v'lokachas b'damim chulin. Rabbi Yehuda says, give her all truma, and she sells it for chulin. Rashi points out, what's the difference between this opinion and the first opinion? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Tarfon both say all truma. So the difference is, says Rashi, that we know truma costs less than chulin. Right? There's less of a market, there's less of a demand. So we know our economics, if the demand curve is less, and then the price is going to be lower. Who's buying truma? Only Kahanim. So if he gives her truma the amount that he would give her chulin, she's going to be able to get less chulin for that. Because she's going to have to sell it for a lower price. So that's what Rabbi Tarfon says, I don't care. Give her the same amount, and that's it. She'll have to get to do with less chulin. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is adding. Rabbi Yehuda is adding that you have to give her enough truma that when she sells it, she'll be able to get the same amount of money for her chulin as if you had given her chulin. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. That's the difference between him and Rabbi Tarfon. And finally, the last opinion, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, kol malchum shizkor truma, nosam la kiflayim b'chulin. Whenever it says you have to give her truma, you have to give her double truma what you would have given her chulin. Double. My binayu, why is that? What's the difference between the last two opinions? Ikebinayu tircha. The issue is tircha. Even if you're going to give her truma a little more, like the previous shita said, she's still going to have to be the one that's going to have to, to have the burden to go and sell it and to find buyers. We want to make it very easy for her. Give her double truma. So people are going to come, she's going to be able to sell it for a very low price, and people are going to come, and she'll be able to get the same amount of chulin, same amount of money that she would have gotten for chulin, very easily, and therefore we don't want her to have to be matriarch to do it. So that's the yesod of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's opinion. Period. Two times. Can you give her all chulin? Can you give? Sure, you can give her all chulin. So let's say they want to give her some truma. We're talking about a kohen here, so he has a lot of truma on his hands. So let's say he wants to give her some truma. This is the most that he's allowed to give her. If you want to give her truma, you have to give her double. Okay. Hayavam mina machal betruma. So the Mishnah said also that a yavam is not machal betruma. Meaning, let's say there were two brother kohanim, one of them died, and the wife did not have any children. So therefore, she is now a bas yisrael that's not married. So she should go, if there's no brother, she goes back to her father's house. But if there's a brother, now she's zachag liyavam. Does she eat truma? Does she eat truma based on the yavam? So the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah says no. My taima, why? Kinyan kaspo amarachmana v'hai kinyan de achivu. The yavama is not kinyan kaspo of the new husband. This is a kinyan of the brother, and the brother's dead, and therefore he does not eat truma. Just 1 minute. There's a machlokas we've shown him here whether this is din daraisa or din darabanan. Tosfos seems to say this is an asmachta. Pashtus is that this is a din daraisa. Again, we're not going to go into it now. We discussed a little bit in Maseches Yavamis, the lumdus behind the relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama. How much is that a new relationship? How much is that stepping into the shoes of his brother? Right? We know, we had it earlier in Maseches Ksubis, that the Ksuba is really from the first marriage. But let's say there's nothing left from the Ksuba, then the second, then the Yavam has to pay. So is that a real b'di'evet? Is that a substitute? But there's a lot of discussions based on many halachas. Hafaras Nadarim is always a good litmus test. And again, this machlokas, whether it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan, how do we look at the relationship between a Yavam and a Yavama? Is that stronger than Aris Arusa? Right? It's HaKadosh Baruch who created this relationship. It's what's called Hiknulam min HaShamayim. So is that stronger or is that weaker? So it could run both ways. But again, this is a big nafkamina here that it sounds like from the Gemara that Mida Oraisa in Arus does Mida Oraisa Yavim does not feed a Yavama, even though an Arus feeds an Arusa. According to this halacha, an Arus is stronger. Arus is stronger than Zika Liyibam.
The energy for the brother gets transferred to the Yavam. So the word says the brother's not his.
But right, everything for the brother gets transferred, but when does it get transferred? Does it get transferred by Yibum or by the Zika Yibum? So right, we have the Machlokes B'Sharei Basil at the end of Yavam. It's about Yerusha and about the other things. So, certain things might kick in by once there's Yavam. So we say Nichnasa Harikei Shel L'Chol Davar. But what about the Zika? How do we look at the Zika? That's the question.
Would it depend on Yesh Zika or
Ain Zika? Right, Yesh Zika or Ain Zika might depend on that. Got a chaz with the third parak. Yeah.
So according, if you hold it to Rabbanan, what's wrong with the other two reasons of maybe she'll give it to her father and Simba?
If you hold it's Midirabbanan,
another reason for it.
So Midirabbanan, so any other reason? Well, maybe she's not living with the father right now. Right, she might not be there. And if her brother didn't find any problems with her, maybe we could assume that he won't find any problems with her. Mumin. So it could be reasons why those two wouldn't apply here. Okay. So the Mishnah said that 12 months, higi hazman, mizonos has to kick in. But if there was not 12 months, if there was 6 months in front of the husband, 6 months in front of the yavam, a year minus 1 day in front of the baal, and 1 day in front of the yavam, or vice versa, so all of that, the chiyuv does not kick in. So hashem b'fnei baal amar lo, b'fnei yavam ibay, if you say almost a year in front of the husband, it doesn't kick in. So surely a yavam is not stronger, so why do you have to say, you know, a year minus a day in front of the yavam? So Gemara says, you're right, zuv ein sarach lomar zuktani. You're right, the first line is the chiddush, and then the Gemara says, the second, the lesser of the chiddush. Period. Last line of the Mishnah said, zu Mishnah Rishona. Mishnah Rishona, the early Mishnah, is the svara that held that once 12 months comes, then she can eat truma. But the Mishnah Achrona said that she could eat ochelot mishlov achad v'truma. Mishnah Achrona said no, nothing until she gets married. Chuppah. So my time. But what's the reason for the Mishnah Achrona? So Amar Ulo v'Tamer. So Bar Yehuda b'Shem Simpon. We're worried about Simpon. We're worried about Mumin, that he's not going to get find Mumin even if it's 12 months have passed. He doesn't see Mumin until after marriage. So the Gemara says, Bishlam ala Ula, I understand what changed according to Ula. Kamaisa Mishema Yimzagu La Kosa Vesavia. The Mishnah Rishona held Shemi Yimzagu. We're worried about the family issue, and therefore, there wouldn't be a family issue once she leaves the husband on her way. But now the Mishnah Achrona says there's still another problem we're worried about, Simpon, and that's why you have to wait for Chuppah totally. Ubas Raisha Mishab Simpon. So I understand according to Ula, what changed? By the way, you see who said this reason of Shimpon? Both of them. Ula, the Itim of Shobar Yehuda. So they both said the second reason for the Mishnah Achrona. Those are the two shitas that we're talking before. So, according to Ula, though, I understand what changed from Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Achrona. El the Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, but according to Shobar Yehuda, Kamaisa Mishim Simpon, Ubaswaisa Mishim Simpon. They might be Nayu. They're both Mishim Simpon. So what changed? Why does the Mishnah Achrona allow her to eat after 12 months? And the Mishnah Achrona say, no, you have to wait until Chuppah. So what changed if there's the same reason for both? So Ike Minayu Bedikas Chutz. The question is, how much do we rely on Bedikas Chutz? Rashi says that means checking amongst the relatives. How much do we say that is a good bedika? So Mar Savar Bedikas Chutz Shma Bedika. The Mishnah Rishona said it is a good bedika. So even once 12 months come, he's going to check out with the relatives beforehand whether she has any movement or not, and he can rely on that. And that's why she could eat Shuma after 12 months. Mar Savar and the Mishnah Rishona felt no Bedikas Chutz Lo Shma Bedika. Bedikas Chutz is not a good enough of a bedika, and therefore we say that she cannot eat Mizonos and Shuma until the chuppah. The Rashba here notes that if there is a merchatz in town, based on another Gemara, if there's a bathhouse in town, that for sure she could rely on bedikas chutz. Because by a merchatz, I guess it was a little more public than today. But a merchatz, based on other Gemaras, that would for sure be shma bedika. But maybe for Achilas Truma, you still say it's different. But either way, he brings in that issue. There's a problem with the Shittas of Rambam, just to mention. In Hilchos Trumas, the Rambam paskins, Lamaisa, the woman cannot eat Truma, Achit Kanis L'chupa, because of Shematashka. The problem is, what do you mean? The Gemara said, according to everybody, Simpo is the reason for Mishnah Achrona. So what's the Rambam talking about? Shema Tashke, that's the reason. That's in Hilchas Shrumas, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel. So maybe Perek Yud, Perek Vav, I think it is. I didn't bring it in front of me. But so how can the Rambam quote that reason? How can the Rambam quote the reason of Shema Tashke if everybody agrees that Simpon is the reason? So the Avim Iluim again suggests here in Simon Tezayin, the previous Simon in the Shuvas, that maybe the reason is as follows. Our old Gemara has been assuming, and this Yisrael, I think you asked before, that if we say Simpon, we're worried about mums. And therefore, what we're worried that when he has a mum, when he finds the mum, what's he going to say? The whole thing is a mekartos. The whole thing is a mekartos, and he's going to uproot the whole thing. And therefore, we're worried that she will have eaten Shruma Lemafreya, being a Zara. But the Avi Miluim proves that the Shittas HaRambam is not that. The Avi Miluim proves that the Shittas HaRambam is that if he finds a mum, it's going to turn into a suffik, not vadai uprooted. So it's not going to be a vadai uprooted anyway. He'll have to give a get. He'll have to give a get at least midi rabbanon. So therefore, maybe that's the Rambam Shita. Why he doesn't like the reason of Simpon, because he doesn't think that uprooted Lumafreya. He thinks that'll cause problems, but it's not going to be a mechatos. He'll divorce her then. But it's not going to be a mechatos. We don't need that today. So therefore, he doesn't think that that would be a. That's why the Rambam quotes the other reason. Okay.
So what happens
if we got a call to get it stopped in the morning from going on. Yeah.
What happens if she starts eating
truma,
and then she acquires a mum?
Right. Oh, good. So what if she's eating truma, then she gets a mum only afterwards? Then she'll have to prove that the mum came after Arison.
Everybody
knows that, of course, it was not a mekartos. Then everybody would agree to the Rambam that he cannot uproot it, because at the time that he had Arison, she didn't have the mum yet. So then, for sure, it would be okay. For sure, it would be okay. Okay, Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Hamakdish Masi. So once we remember, we're in the context of talking all about the rights of the husband and the obligations of the husband. So we continue now. Hamakdish Masi Deishto. We know that the husband has rights to Maisi Adayim, the earnings of the wife. Let's say before the wife earns, the husband says, "You know the earnings that you're going to make next week? I give them to the Beis Hamikdash." Makdish Masi Deishto. What's the halacha? Harizu Oso Vachelas. She has nothing to worry about. She could just do her earnings. And they do not belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Harizu Osev Ochelas. HaMosar, but what about the Mosar? We're going to learn later on in the Mishnah that there's a certain amount of earnings that goes to the husbands, certain amount of earnings that he gets he gets the Maisi Yadayim by giving her Mizonos. And then there's what's called Mosar, extra earnings that she really does not need. Rashi, she doesn't need to live on. Even that extra goes to the husband in exchange for extra money that he gives her to spend on different things because of a ma kasef. So either way, so he gets two things. He gets her ikar masi adayim, and he gets mosar, extra earnings. So we have the machlokas. The Tanakhama says, the first case of the Mishnah is if he's makdash or masi adayim, then it does not work. And then mosar, what about the extra masi adayim? What if he tries to be makdash that? So Rabbi Meir omer hektish, Rabbi Yochanan Sama omer chulin. Rabbi Meir says it is hektish. Mosar, here it works. Rabbi Yochanan Sama says no, chulin, it does not work. The Ran here says that the machlokas is also in the Reisha as well. There's no difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Iker and the Mosar, the machlokas exists by both. The only reason that it is said in the Seifa is to teach you the Chiddush of Rabbi Meir. Chiddush of Rabbi Meir, where even by Mosar, which is something that not only is it not here now, but she doesn't even have to do it. It's extra. She doesn't need it. So there, that really might be what we would call a lo bala olam type of idea. Even there, Rabbi Meir said it's hektish. That's why the machlokas is said in the Seifa, says the Ran here, Chaf Gimel Mabez in the Daf Yarif. But really, the machlokas could have been in the Reisha as well. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. This is a machlokas we're about to say that we referred to, I think, a couple of weeks ago. When we say that there's mizonos that goes to the wife and Maisi Adayim that goes to the husband, which came first? Which was Mesukan for which? Which was the Iker and which was the Tafel? So Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav, Yechol Isha Shalom Alabayla Eini Zonos Vein Yoseh, a woman is allowed to say to her husband, don't give me Mizonos, and I'm going to keep my earnings, my Maisi Adayim. Rav Huna says that's what she could say. Kasavar, why? Because he thinks Kitakini Rabbanim is Zone Iker. Really, Mizonos was the Iker, that she gets fed. And therefore, she has the right to say, I don't want it. Umaisi Adam Shem Eva. Once she's getting Mizonos, so then her earnings go to the husband, because it's not right. Mishem Eva is going to cause problems if he has to give her Mizonos and not get her earnings. And therefore, when she says, I'm not going to get Mizonos, and I'm not going to earn, and I'm not going to give you my earnings, she is allowed to do that. That is the shita of Rav Huna. Let's continue for a moment, and then we'll talk more about it. Meisve, 1 second. Tiknu Mizonos achas masi yadeha. Don't we have a line earlier that we have a brisa that says that we were misakin Mizonos kenegan masi yadayim, which sounds like masi yadayim is the ikker? Where it says, okay, switch it. Really, Mizonos is the Iker, and Ma'asei Yadayim came second. Slaima Messiah. So now the Gemara says, maybe our Mishnah is a proof to Rav Huna. It's a proof to Rav Huna. Why? Because our Mishnah says that the Baal cannot make the Ma'asei Yadayim hektish. So my love and Mizonos, aren't we talking about a case where the husband is going to give her Mizonos, and that's the only Havamina where it's going to work here. Because why else would he have the power to do anything to her Ma'asei Yadayim? So Gemara says, no, b'she'ein nizonis. No, it must be talking about a case of ein nizonis, where she is not getting fed. And the Ma'asei Yadayim are staying with her. So the Gemara says, that's obvious then that he has no power to be makdashit. B'she'ein nizonis, if he is not giving her mizonos, so ma'ila meimer, then what's the chiddush that he has no control over her Ma'asei Yadayim? Even according to the opinion, machlokas, elsewhere, even according to the opinion who says that a master could tell his Eved Kenani, his Eved, give me your earnings and I'm not going to feed you. Go find Mizonos yourself. That's only by an Eved Kenani, where it doesn't say that he has to be with you. But an Eved Ivri, you can't even say that. But surely a wife, you can't say, you know, give me your earnings and I'm not going to feed you. So what's the Hava? There's no Havamina that our Mishnah could be about a case where he's not giving her Mizonos. So the Gemara says, no, it is. It is about a case of Eina, he's not giving her Mizonos, and Seifa Istrichle. And really, the Chiddush then is the Seifa then. Mosar, about the Mosar, Rabbi Meir Omer Hektish, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Omer Chulin. The Seifa, you might say that even if he's not giving her Mizonos, Mizonos is only Keneged her Iker Masi Adayim. But the Mosar is not Keneged the Mizonos, and therefore you would still have a Havamina that he could be makdish those. Rameir says at La Maskana even, that he could be makdish the Moser, Ma'asei Yadayim, that are not here now. Period. Either way, we end up saying that there is no Raya to Rav Huna. There's no Raya to Rav Huna that Mizonos came first, and then Ma'asei Yadayim was Mesuka Kenegadet. The Ritva here has three separate important comments on the Mishnah. Number one, she says, even if she says, I don't want the Mizonos, he still has to give her Rafua. Even though we had some shitas earlier that said Rafu is Bechlal Mizonos, says the Ritva, no, really, it stands on its own. Rafu is a Takanta Ba'anfei Nafsha, and therefore Rafu would not be included even if she declines the Mizonos, number one. Number two, even if she says, I'm not doing work for you, that's only by certain types of work. By sewing and other things, malacha, that earnings that she gets. But malachis that an isha is chayat to do to her husband, we're going to have that on Amud Beis tomorrow. And in Testament Beis, like cooking, ofer, mevasheles, matzas hamita, menika, those malachas are not subject to choice on her part. Ein malachas elu tachas mezonos, elu mishubadas hila malachas elu, bein izonos veishe ein izonos. That's number two. That these ein izonos veiniosa is only by certain malachas, not like the malachas we're going to see on the Mishnah on tomorrow. And number three says the Ritva, he quotes a machlokas. Could she ever change her mind? What if a month later she says, no, I decided I'll give her my siyadayim and I want my mezonos. He quotes 2 days. Okay, I'm going to give you your Ma'asei Yadayim. Can she change her mind? So the Ritva says yes, and then he quotes the Mori HaRav HaLevizal. He quotes the one of his Rabbeim, who says she cannot change her mind. Quotes this from the Ra'ah. Shekiva she'amro l'vapam echad v'bezdin paka takanas mizonos minei de'lo levi mili d'rabanan ki chucha v'tlula. I don't want to say everything. The takana d'rabanan yesterday, no tomorrow yesterday. Right, it's a joke. So therefore, there's 2 deos in the Ritva, other Rishonim as well, whether she can change her mind. What's the lumdus behind this? Or if Shachter quotes in Eretz Tzvi, lumdus behind this is how do you look at the Chiyuv of Mizonos? Is it a one unit? The husband has to support his wife for marriage. Or does he know? Today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day. How do you look at it? Say if it's a package deal, one-time thing, then maybe once she's Melcha, that's it. But if you say, no, it's daily, then you can retract. He says the same thing. There's a tshuva of the Maharam Shik, I think it is. I think it's the Maharam Shik. This is an Eretz Tzvi, page Kuf Tzadik. Maharam Shik. He talks about, let's say a father is mochel kibud avim to his son. You don't have to do this. And then one day he changes his mind. So is he allowed to do that? Again, a similar discussion, if the father can be, so the Maharam Shik gets into whether kibud avim is binat al-mamakum or binat al-machavero. Sefer HaChinuch discusses it also. Rav Shachta brings in the point also that, no, it could be the same idea. How do you look at Kibbutz HaVeim? The child has a chiyuv for life, one chiyuv, or is it every day? You have another chiyuv of Kibbutz HaVeim. Nafkamina, whether if a father is mochel once, you know, it could be that tomorrow has nothing to do with it. He'd have to be mochel each time. Okay, weiter. So that was all Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that the Ikar Takana is Mizonos, and Ma'aseh Yadayim came second. Upliga de Reish Lakish. This is against Reish Lakish. So Amar Reish Lakish says, "Lo tema time of the Rebbe Meir Mishnah the Kasar Adam Akhtar Javash Lavala Olam." Reish Lakish says, "Don't say that the reason Rebbe Meir holds in our Mishnah that he, the husband, is allowed to be Makdish for Ma'aseh Yadayim, even though they're not here yet, is because he holds Adam Akhtar Javash Lavala Olam." That's not the reason. Ella time of the Rebbe Meir. What's the reason for Rebbe Meir? Mitok Sheyachol Kovul Ma'aseh Yadayim. No, because the husband is allowed to force her to give him her earnings. It's as if he said, your hands should go to the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, your hands. So he didn't say your hands, but as if he said it, because what else did he mean? And hands are in the world. Hands are in the world. It's not a davar shelo ba'olam. It's hands that are in the world. So you see, Rabbi Shlakovich is assuming that he has that choice. Ma'aseh Yadayim is the Iker. Mizonos came second. Says the Gemara 1 minute. By the way, v'halo d'amar al-hachi. But he didn't say hands. He said Ma'aseh Yadayim. So Gemara says, no, Kiva the Shemin and Leather of Meir. Domer Ein Adam Mosi Dvar Levatala, because we know from elsewhere that Rabbi Meir holds, at least when it comes to Kachim, the Ritva adds that line, at least when it comes to Hekdish, a person doesn't say things for nothing. We say things for nothing all the time. But at least when it comes to Hekdish, a person doesn't say something for nothing. Why? Rashi quotes that if somebody says, I want to give the Erech of this 2-week-old baby to the Beis HaMikdash. And we know in Parshas B'chukosai, there's no Erech for a baby that's less than a month old. So we say, Rebbe Meir holds, he must have meant Dumim. Dumim means the value. Everybody has Dumim. Erech is specified by the Torah. Dumim, everybody has, no matter what age. You sell them on the slave market. So Rebbe Meir holds that if somebody says Erech, he must have meant Dumim. So you see, he doesn't say anything Levatala. So here too, Nasak Omer Leikachi Yadechalo Seim. It must be that that's what he meant. Her hands should go to the Beis HaMikdash, which really means what comes from her hand. We don't have time to talk about it. The Rashbi here discusses comparing hands and Ma'aseh Yadayim to what the Gemara talks about elsewhere, Dekel LePeirosa. I sell you the fruit of a tree, but I can't sell you the fruit of a tree, they're not grown yet. I sell you the tree Lagabe its fruit. Dekel LePeirosa. So is that really the same thing? The Rashba is bothered that seems to be more, you know, able to do, rather than this case, there's more connection of fruit to a tree than Ma'aseh Yadayim to hands. Okay, let's continue though a little more. V'savar Rebbe Meir ein adam makdish davar shelo ba'olam. Rebbe Meir really holds that a person cannot be makdish. Reish Lakish went out of his way to say, don't think the reason for Rebbe Meir is adam makdish davar shelo ba'olam, something that's not here. No, he holds ein adam davar shelo ba'olam. But what do you mean? V'hatanya, we have a brisa that says otherwise. Ha'omer le'isha, we had this in Yevamos. Hari amukadesh li la'achash es gayer. I'm a guy. But I will marry you you are hereby mekudeshes to me on condition that I convert tomorrow. Or olachash diskairi, or after you convert. Olachash eshtachre, after I get freed. Olachash diskairi, after you're freed, you're an eved. Olachash yabas bailech. Or she's married. I am married to you on a condition when your husband dies. Osha tamas achoseich, or I'm married to your sister. So when your sister dies, my wife, so then, you know, I'm married to you. We're not talking about Lamaisa, that these are good ideas, but we're just saying that if it happens, or let's say a woman is a kukuliyavam. So I'm married to you on condition after you're right, you get chalitza done to you. In all those cases, Rebbe Meir Omer Mekudeshes. Rebbe Meir says Mekudeshes in all those cases. So what do you see from this shita? Rebbe Meir holds Adam Makdish Dover Shlo Bal Olam. Kiddushin Hektish. So what do you mean? He holds Ein Adam Makdish Dover Shlo Bal Olam. So Rebbe Meir says, you're right. No, Mea He In. You're right. From this brisa, it's clear he holds Adam Makdish Dover Shlo Bal Olam. Mehal Lech Lamashra Mina. All Reish Lakish is saying is that from our Mishnah, there is no Raya either way. You don't have to say it's based on Adam Makdish. There is a question with the shita Sarambam. The Rambam holds, at least in his last case, by Rambam holds in on the Makdash Shlo Bal Olam. But in this last case by Chalitza, the Rambam says it's Mekudeshes. Mekudeshes. The Magen Mishnah says obviously Misafik. It's Misafik. Because what do we pass it if you're Makadish a Yavam al-Ashuk? That's a Machlokes. It's a Safik. So the Rambam says it's a Safik. So the Rambam says, how can you say it's a Mukadesh's Vadai? The Rambam says, Harezu Mukadesh's. Ho'o v'kitsh ilu kitsha ata hariu Mukadesh's misafik. Right? So it obviously has to be misafik also. Says the Kesem Mishnah, no, it's Vadai. The Rambam says, Harezu Mukadesh's. So the Karen Ora says why, and this we'll get into tomorrow, I'll just leave you with this. The Karen Ora says, why is it Vadai Mukadesh's? Because what's the whole problem with doing a kinyan on a Davar Shalabala Olam? Big discussion in the Achronim. But one way is that there's one svar is that there's no Gemira's Das. There's no Smicha, it's not here now. So how can I be really serious about this Kenyan? But says the Karen Ora, but if I know it's already Savik Mekudeshes, by the other cases, I know I can't marry this woman now, I'm a guy, she's a guy. But here, I know it's Savik Mekudeshes. So as long as I know it might work, I have full Gemira's Das. And therefore, it's Mekudeshes Misavik, it's not a problem of Adamakla Davish Lobo Ova. We're going to talk about tomorrow, that might not be 100% true, because there are other Svaris. It's true, but there might be other Svaris why ain't Adamakla Davish Lobo Ova. There's no Davar Mamashi here that it could be Chalan. Okay, we'll talk more about it tomorrow. There's an important Tosfos here, Lachash Eskayer. Bezrem, we will continue. Fine. Today's year was sponsored by the Nachman family, Zechanishvas, Meir Ben Yisroel. How can they do